Before we get to today's program, I do want to take a moment to talk about the 2020 ACEC Fall Conference, which kicks off October 28th. And I want to talk to you about this today because early bird pricing ends on September 30th, just days from now. And we want you to take advantage of every opportunity to attend this conference and save money in the process. So we urge you to register today. Now, during these unprecedented times, ACEC is committed to providing you with all of the education, networking, and industry content that you expect from us. And our reimagined fall conference will take place over 3 days and feature high-profile speakers, educational sessions on industry hot topics, CEO roundtables, networking lounges, and a virtual exhibit hall. Some of the keynote speakers we have are fantastic, including renowned political odds maker Charlie Cook, who's going to be speaking to you live about the election just days before it happens. Not only that, we are going to offer a live association CEO panel and a congressional panel featuring some of the most high-profile policymakers who have an impact on your business. Now, this is an event you don't want to miss. And the best part is we're offering this in a dynamic fashion, which means that you can schedule on your own terms. That's right. You can join sessions live or watch on your own time up to 90 days after the event to make the most out of your conference experience. So again, early bird pricing ends September 30th. Take advantage of the discount. Go to acec.org to get more information. And a link to registration is going to be in the show notes of the show. And with that, let's get on with the program. Welcome to another edition of Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. Today, we are joined by two members of the government affairs team, Matt Reifer and Dan Hilton, to talk about two upcoming webinars, which are of really great importance to our members, especially members who are in the environmental space, and really any member who does federal contracting because of an upcoming DOD cyber compliance rule, which is most likely going to be paving the way for the rest of the federal government to follow suit and use that as really a model for its compliance programs moving forward. So Matt and Dan, welcome on to the show.
Morning.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks.
First off, because it's coming up this week on Wednesday at 1:30, there's going to be a class on NEPA, and that's the National Environmental Policy Act. There have been really the most sweeping and important revisions to the provisions of NEPA in more than 40 years, and our environmental firms need to understand what this means. And at 1:30 again on the 30th, we'll be hosting a webinar specifically on those changes. And Matt, if you can kind of go into a little bit about, why this is important and kind of what's happening with NEPA.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. You're right. It's definitely applicable to firms that work in the environmental space and conduct NEPA reviews for their clients. I think it's also relevant for any firm that does public development work that's going to involve potentially federal permitting in the environmental space. So transportation, water, energy, broadband transmission, I mean, anything that's going to be potentially triggering a NEPA review, this is going to be of interest. And these changes to NEPA implementing regulations, it's really the culmination of 3+ years of effort within the administration to streamline project delivery and make the permitting environment more predictable and reliable. So they started with, an executive order and interagency MOUs, and then in 2018 started with the formal rulemaking process where they were soliciting input and ideas and suggestions. And then the proposed rule came out late 2019, early 2020, and then the final rule was issued back in July. And this webinar this week on Wednesday is really timely because the rule took effect on September 14, and now federal agencies have a year to put together their own implementation plans for how they're going to come into compliance with the rule changes that the CEQ put into place.
Yeah, and this has been a long time coming. I mean, I remember, you know, this was one of the major policy priorities for the Trump administration when it came to speeding project delivery. And of course, everybody focused in on, you know, environmental reviews. And there was a lot of consternation when this started, you know, exactly what was going to happen. How is this rule going to come out? And we've gotten to the point now, like you said, on, you know, the 14th, just earlier this month, you know, the rule went into effect. And just because the rule's in effect doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, there are going to be groups and interest groups that are going to be looking and trying to litigate against this. This is still kind of a moving target. And I would imagine firms in this environment need to have a better idea of exactly what these revisions are and kind of the wider view of working in this new environment with the revised NEPA rules. And I understand that the webinar is also going to really deal with that as well, of kind of the, you know, the questions that still remain about what these changes are.
Correct. Yeah, that's absolutely right. We've got a team from Venable, a really prestigious law firm in DC. These guys are environmental lawyers, attorneys that have a wealth of experience and deep practical knowledge and how to move these things through the process, and have been tracking this rulemaking very closely. And yeah, so one of the things they'll cover is exactly that, the current status of litigation over the rule. They'll opine, I think, on the sort of likelihood of success and what it means for our firms and for their client developers and agencies that are going to be navigating this process. And as you said, they'll highlight, I think, a lot of the nuts and bolts sort of practitioner stuff, but really look at the more controversial provisions that were subject to a lot of scrutiny. I mean, this rule, there was over a million comments filed on the proposed rule, very controversial between the environmental community and green groups and others, citizen activists that have been vocally concerned about it. And the supporters, within the industry and development community, talking about how it will clarify and codify existing practices and current case law and really provide predictability and stability. Highlighting the key changes that are made up and down the rule and what that impact will have on firms and our clients.
Yeah, so I mean, it, really any firm out there that is doing work in the environmental sector, or like you said, I mean, really covers so much. I mean, it's such a wide-ranging body of law, and the rules that really just are stem out from it. I mean, they're really widely affecting a huge swath of the industry. So
right. So the webinar will cover, you know, what will initially trigger a NEPA review. What's the definition of a major federal action? That threshold for applicability. It'll talk about the exclusions that the rule clarified. And then once you're in the NEPA process, the scope of analysis, the range of alternatives that need to be assessed. I mean, and even down to the sort of nitty gritty page limits and time limits and what the time frame is and the sort of decisional framework that agencies are going to be going through that our firms are going to have to navigate. So again, really timely and substantive information that's going to be really valuable for our firms.
Well, the registration link is going to be in the show notes for that course. And again, you know, that's really this week. It's September 30th, 1:30 p.m. And not only will you get useful information, but you will earn one PDH for the course. So that's something to keep in mind. And Dan, on your side of the world, with federal contracting, another really important regulation that's going to be coming out here deals with the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, the CMMC framework, specifically dealing with DOD. So really any firm that does work with any DOD agency, this new cybersecurity compliance requirement is going to govern any work done by federal contractors on that. And then my understanding is that GSA and some other agencies are looking to kind of how this rule is being laid out to kind of follow along and implement, you know, their own versions. And you're going to be covering this on a webinar that's going to be on October 8th at 1:30. So I mean, this is a big deal.
Sure. And along the lines of what you and Matt had said, cybersecurity certainly has been long in the making and long in the works. This has been a concern for governments and the private sector at all levels. Not getting it right is certainly nothing we can live with. The bad guys need to be right once, and we need to be right all the time. As you said, the cybersecurity maturity certification model, it's a unified standard for implementing cybersecurity across DoD contractors. For years, the Department of Defense has gone to great lengths to protect their own data, but now they're taking additional measures to require contractors to do the same. So this new model, contractors will remain responsible for implementing cybersecurity requirements, but their systems will be audited by third-party assessments. That's, I think, the key here is there are firms currently applying for and becoming part of the accreditation body, which are third-party assessors that our firms will need to contract with to ensure that their systems are up to compliance with the new CMMC.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, the bad guys, you know, they have to be, you know, we have to be right every single time, right? And this is something that the agency takes really seriously when it comes to data protection and cybersecurity. It's becoming, of course, you know, it's always important. It's becoming increasingly important. But firms that run afoul of these requirements, you know, the cost of noncompliance is significant for AE firms that are doing work. You know, they take note, and what you could, you know, it's you could be suspended, you could be debarred from working with the federal government, and that just, you know, that's significant.
Sure. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, there's False Claims Act liability that they need to be very mindful of anytime you're signing your name to certify that you have a certain level. There's obviously significant penalties if you're incorrect. And as you had suggested, once this goes into effect, firms can't even bid on a project.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, because with some of the reporting in FedScoop and some others, I mean, we posted that online on social media. It's, you know, DoD CMMC framework is also being used by other agencies to build their own compliance programs. You may not do work directly with DoD and its agencies, but it's important to know what they're doing because it's going to directly affect what you might be doing with another federal agency.
That's exactly right. I think, you know, some of the biggest changes brought on by the CMC is, number one, having the third party firms. They're going to, in the past, it really was an honor system. They had to, as employers, as businesses, they had to maintain a certain level of cyber protections, which, you know, as the association does it as well. But I think on the other hand, in many respects, they're already doing this. They're already requiring periodic password changes. They have staff training, which we do as well. So I think in the long run, most of them will come out on the other side of having, they already have these protections. They just have to go through the process of certifying it. What we're being told is a certification that takes about 6 months for them to get certified, but then it lasts about 3 years. But then there's some other concerns that I think they'll want to raise with the webinar presenters from Fox Rothschild are, what happens if they have a breach? We've been told that shouldn't be a major concern. It shouldn't impact their firms and their certification. But I think that's still an outstanding question of a breach could still occur.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty because, you know, it's not just complying, but what happens if there is a breach that happens before, you know, you become certified or a past breach. And that's why it's important to hear from the experts who understand this inside and out. And again, you know, this is the kind of a webinar which is open to a lot of different firm practitioners, because if you're doing work, the project work, or you're trying to get work, you know, if you're doing the business development side with federal agencies, it's important to understand this. If you're doing the project work, the day-to-day with the agencies, is important to understand this. If you're a lawyer, if you're a member of a firm's legal counsel, and you head up the corporate compliance or the federal compliance on this, it's critical that you understand how to protect your firm and making sure that you actually do follow the letter of the law when it comes down to these different regulatory or compliance changes. So really, it's open to everybody here, because it affects everybody.
I agree, and as you described earlier on, I would agree that this is also going to flow to other agencies. The Department of Defense, as we know, has a massive budget, so they're gonna perfect this, they're gonna write this roadmap, and I think a lot of other agencies, as you said, GSA has already begun to implement a lot of these same requirements, just in different name. So this is going to impact a lot of other firms other than those just doing Department of Defense work. And then the other thing I'd just leave with is, it's important for folks to understand where the process is. Let's see, today's September 28th. So our understanding is they're going to be publishing the interim rule this week. So by the time this webinar comes out, they'll have the interim rule. They'll see some of their requirements. But what I'm also seeing in a lot of reporting is a lot of firms, a lot of cyber firms are sort of advertising that they can get your firm compliant. We're not there yet. The accreditation body is just signing agreements with these firms to begin to train to get the DoD accreditation so that they can go out eventually through the marketplace and certify firms. So they're not there yet. So I think it's concerning to see folks trying to gain business to certify engineering firms that they're not able to do so yet.
Yeah, that's a really important point, because anytime a big change like this happens, there will be those companies out there who will say, yeah, we can get you certified, no problem. They can't. And it's important to not be taken advantage of, and not to try to get certified by, a third party, group that really isn't there yet. And that, I'm sure, will be covered as well. So, it's not just protecting yourself doing business with the federal government, but it's protecting yourself in contracting with third party, vendors.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So these are two, the webinars, we have a lot of webinars out there that are really informational, are good to have. These are two actionable webinars for your businesses on two important federal changes in regulation with NEPA, and then for a compliance standard, the CMMC, cyber standard with DOD. So again, the first one, NEPA, that's this Wednesday on the 30th at 1:30. For the cyber webinar, you still have a little bit more time. That's October 8th, but really register now. That actually is 1.5 PDHs. So, you'll gain credit. You'll also learn stuff that you need for your businesses. Am I leaving anything out, Matt, Dan, two really important things.
No, I think you covered it. I think folks should get registered for both of these.
I agree. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you both, Matt Reifer and Dan Hilton, two of our thought leaders on government affairs. And we'll have the registration links to the show notes. And thanks again. And again, this has been Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies.